Dear old Duke.
Dear old Duke.
Dear old Duke. Stop talking about how I am oppressing you. Just play basketball and smile.
They should just shut up and be grateful for the affirmative action policies that allow them to attend Duke.
Even MLK said, my niggas, give that race shit to rest after a while. Deal with what has been given to you.
The People of Color Caucus at Duke University understands that this is no isolated incident. This cannot be treated as singular nor spontaneous. We are cognizant of the ways in which the past is no fixed other world, but it is instead something that we carry with us and reproduce in this present moment.
Guys, please avoid sensationalism, please. There was no news. It was a poorly knotted piece of string.
You see a noose, I see a loop of string. The fact that we all jump on the string hanging from the tree as being a racially charged noose is what is actually wrong with Duke.
Guys, pretty sure this was not racially motivated. Stop finding reasons to hate white people and get sympathy.
The POC caucus at Duke University understands that racism is not about individual behavior, nor about being a good or bad person. Racism is a system of oppression that pervades our quotidian experiences through institutional, structural, and individual reproduction. It poisons the water that we drink, the food that we eat to sustain our bodies, and the air that we breathe.
A lot of white guys simply don't find black people attractive. It is not racist. We can't control who we find attractive and unattractive.
Black women are beautiful, relative to the closest species of gorilla. I don't think I should feel guilty for being white and privileged, and it makes sense for me to take advantage of what I was given to the greatest extent possible.
We understand that struggle against racism is connected to and reinforced by other systems of oppression, such as sexism, heterosexism, cissexism, ableism, and classism. We cannot stand against racial injustice without acknowledging that all systems intersect to perpetrate violence against marginalized bodies.
Shut the fuck up, whiners. No one is threatening you with violence. Just mean words and symbolic acts of racism. Get over yourself. It's horrible, but our campus is still safe. I swear all this systematic stuff is crazy conspiracy theories. I'm sure it's the same group as the 9/11 truthers.
We're not interested in restoring the institutions, nor restoring our faith in the institutions, which presumes that there has been a moment in which the institutions had our safety and interests in mind. We have not come together to negotiate with the administration behind closed doors on their territory. We are not interested in the administration asking us for solutions to institutional inequities that we did not create, especially when we have time and time again provided them undue access to our mental and physical energies to right their wrongs.
FYI, not all black people are in PSA. Just because you see a group of black people doesn't mean it is an organization. Sometimes people just gather together, not to make a statement.
PSA is the most racist organization on this campus. The individual who writes the POC caucus blog needs serious help.
As a collective of students intent on dismantling the imperialist, colonialist, capitalist, white supremacist, cis-hetero-patriarchy, we will declare that we are loved, that we can love, that we matter, and that we will breathe, we will live.
Is BSA seriously collecting these racist yaks?